Now, forward rate agreement is another product. Forward rate agreement is another product, FRA, which is popularly called as FRA. We are looking to this to understand it better. Now, forward rate agreement, FRA, is an over-the-counter, that is OTC. It is an over-the-counter financial derivative, contract between two parties to exchange the interest payment on notional principal amount for a specific future period based on the pre-agreed fixed interest rate. So, FRA are designed to hedge the interest risk, and particularly for institutions with known future borrowing and leading exposures. FRAs are widely used in interbank market. They are specially relevant in floating interest rate environment where the future interest rate movements are uncertain. Now, the key features of FRA consist of, number one, the type is over the counter, that is OTC contract. Purpose of this FRA is the interest rate hedging for our speculation. The currency in which it is to be hedged is typically in a major currency like USD, Euro, GBP, INR. Tenor will be, it is commonly 1 into 4, 3 into 6 or 6 into 9, 6 to 9 months notation. This is a notation explained below. As per the notation given in your textbook, you can very well go through. The settlement period is with the cash settled at the start of the interest period, and notional principal will be used for calculating payment but not the exchange. Now, mechanism of FRA, how this product works, FRA. Okay, forward rate agreement is a treasury product. And the corporate treasurer who anticipates the borrowing of, say, rupees 100 crores in 3 months, for 3 months period, the treasurer concerned that interest rate may rise, okay? And to lock this interest cost, the company enters into a 3 into 6 FRA at the rate of 6.25 with the bank. If at the start of the borrowing period, the actual 3 months MIBOR, that is Mumbai Interbank Offer Rate, is 6.75, the bank compensates the corporate for higher interest cost. Now, how the settlement takes place? The formula for settlement is like this. Settlement amount is equal to notional principal multiplied by reference rate minus FRA rate multiplied by days divided by 360 multiplied by 1 plus reference rate into D divided by 360. That is all this divided by 1 plus reference rate D is equal to 360, where the D, which is given here, is the number of days in interest period. Reference rate is a prevailing market interest rate at settlement. And FRA rates is nothing but agreed fixed rate in FRA. Application of this FRA is particularly for, it is used for hedging the interest rate exposure, then speculative trading and yield curve management. These advantages of FRA, that is consists of the cost effective, it is flexible, its liquidity and the cash settled. Limitations of this rate or FRA is counterparty risk, market risk, no upward benefit and regulatory restrictions. Regulatory framework in India as of 2025, the forward rate agreement, FRA, forward rate agreements are permitted under RBI's hedging guidelines for interest rate risk management. Only authorized dealers, category 1 banks and eligible corporates are allowed to enter in forward rate agreement, and that is subject to genuine exposure. Its reporting requirement is to CCIL Trade Repository and or RBI Central Database. In India, forward rate agreements are linked to MIBOR or Treasury Bill Benchmark, and typically it is used for the short-term rate hedging. Illustrative example is given here. You may please go through it. Now we will look, switch over to another important product, that is caps, floors, and collars. Just to understand that, because it is not always used, but the terminology is used in foreign exchange transaction as far as treasury is concerned. In financial market, where floating interest rates are prevails, not fixed rate of interest, but floating interest rates are there, borrowers and lenders are exposed to the fluctuation anytime in the benchmark rate, such as MIBOR, SOFR, or Euribor. While forward rate agreements offer one way to hedge this risk, more flexible and optional basis solution is available, which is called as caps, floors, and collars, which allows the market participants to manage the interest rate exposure within the defined boundaries. These instruments, that is caps, floors, and collars, these instruments classified as interest rate derivatives. They are interest rate derivatives, IRD. And they are structured as a series of options which are linked to the notional principle, and they offer the non-linear payoff. Now, interest rate cap. One by one we will see. What is interest rate cap? An interest rate cap is an agreement where the buyer receives the compensation when the reference floating rate exceeds as a pre-agreed cap rate during the contractual period. Then in that case, buyer pays the premium upfront, receives the premium if rates rise due to the cap, and for the seller, that is bank, it receives the premium and pays the difference between the difference above the cap rate. Example is, a borrower has a floating rate loan linked to the 6 months MIBOR to protect against the rising rate above 8%. The borrower buys a cap at 8%. MIBOR rises to 9%. The cap seller pays the borrower a difference of 1% for the period, thereby capping the effective interest rate cost at 8%. This is used for the corporates with the floating rate liability wanting to cap their interest expenses, and banks managing callable liabilities or callable deposits or assets, uncertainties, repayment risk, assets, repayment risk. Interest rate floor. Now, floor. Caps we have seen. The floor. The interest rate floor provides payment to the buyer when the floating rate falls below the pre-agreed rate. In that case, what happens? Buyer pays an upfront premium and receives the payment if rates fall below that floor. And in case of seller bank, it receives the premium, it compensates if rates fall below the floor level. For example, if you can say a pension fund has investment in floating rate instrument and wants to ensure the minimum income, and it buys the floors at 5%. And if the floating rate falls to 4%, the fund is compensated for 1% shortfall. Investors and depositors who seek the minimum guaranteed return in falling interest rate regime, they can use the floors. Now, interest rate collars. A collar is a combination of caps and floors. Where the buyer purchases the cap and simultaneously sells a floor. This structure limits both upside and downside of the interest rate movement. It reduces or eliminates the net premium cost effective when participants can tolerate some downside in return of the lower hedging cost. Its example is borrower sets a collar with a cap 8, floor at 6, and if the floating rate rises to 9, the cap protects them at 8, and if the rate falls below 5, falls to 5, then it must still pay a 6% due to the floor they sold. Structure and comparison, if you see, floor caps, floor and collar, these are the product. You can see their objective premium and payout and suitable for what? It is clearly mentioned here. You can very well go through this slide. The application and benefits of the caps, floor and floors and collars. This is customized hedging, tailored structure to precise cash flow protection. Then participation benefits will be there, that caps and collars allow the borrowers to benefit from the following rate. Budgeting certainty that helps the firms to manage the interest rate volatility in cost planning, and no principal exchange, only the differentials, only the differential payments are exchanged based on the notional principal. Limitations for the collars, swaps and cost. Okay, it is a premium cost, market liquidity will be there, valuation complexity is there, and counterparty risk will be at OTC contract. The additional foreign exchange products consist of currency swaps. Currency swaps, that means it is exchange of principal and interest in one currency for the same in another, and typically over a long tenor period. Currency swaps is also another instrument, additional instrument. Next one is FX options. Options provides the right but not the obligation to the buy or sell currency at the predetermined rate. Then non-deliverable forward, that means NDF. The forward contracts where the currencies are not delivered but net settled in convertible currency like USD, the common in INR and CNY and BRL market. The cross-currency interest rate swaps is also another product which combines the interest rate and currency swaps feature. Friends, with this, we conclude this chapter here, and thank you very much.